gorgeous and beautiful as usual. Give us an update on you guys.
Hi, guys. wasn't worship sweet this morning?
Yes.
I just want to recognize Chase and the team right now. I can't even believe it was his first time up here. And
awesome.
It's encouraging to me because God is raising up a generation of talented, prophetic singers and musicians, worship leaders that are connected to the Lord's heart. First and foremost, spending time, setting aside lesser things, spending time before the feet of Jesus and going deep in the Word. And so that's an encouragement to me. I would just say this morning that we love you guys. We feel like we're still part of your spiritual family. We've been in Kansas City for 2.5 years now, me and Savannah. Avery, who's 3, she was 6 to 9 months old when we moved. And Judah Ocean, he's 7 months old. Holding down the fort in the nursery. I just want to say that we are on staff at the International House of Prayer in Kansas City, and so we serve as missionaries from the middle of the United States. And really, our goal is to help equip and encourage and train in prayer, worship, missions throughout the earth. The web stream in Kansas City, which is the hub of our missions base in Kansas City, they've been doing prophetic worship with intercession for 14 years, nonstop, day and night, 24/7. And the web stream there goes to 200 some countries. And so it's a beautiful thing how the praying church, through social media, through other avenues, the praying church, the worship movement and missions is so interrelated in the end times. So our heart is to be connected relationally with so many people across the earth and partner with Jesus until he returns. He said that every nation, tribe, tongue, language, people will worship him. And we believe that he's worthy of that throughout the earth. We know that that's going on in heaven right now. And I truly believe that before Jesus returns, there's going to be more and more expression of that on the earth. And we're going to partner with his heart, prophetically declaring that the day of the Lord is coming. It says in the Bible that it's a great day and it's also a terrible day. So we get to choose whether it's going to be a great day for us and those that we come in contact with or whether it's going to be a terrible day. And so that's all we do. We're just in Kansas City every day. We're singing, we're worshiping Jesus because he's worthy, right? Yeah. We do that with a chunk of our time, and then we serve. We serve as missionaries the rest of the time. And so it's been a bit of a whirlwind. We haven't seen you guys for a few months because this whole summer I've been one of the directors of the teen camps at the International House of Prayer, 12 through 18-year-olds that feel a calling, a marking in their lives to be intercessors, to be prophetic worshipers and ministers. And we just spend a week to 2 weeks with them, teaching and training them, encouraging them, imparting to them. And so that's a blessing in itself to see that happening in places, you know, in Kansas, in the U.S., and then we have kids coming from all different countries. And so I just want to say that I love you guys. And we value you guys lifting us up in prayer so much. If any of this like sparks something within you, if you want to talk about, like, if you feel, even if you're young and you feel called, even if you're old, like you're like us.
Yeah.
I'm part of your generation, honestly. I'm a Simeon in training. Simeon and Anna, right? They spent day and night in the house of the Lord. And the Lord promised to them, you're not going to die. You're not going to die until you see the Messiah. And they spent day and night, night and day before him. And I set that as my goal. Like I say that I'm a Simeon in training. I want to do that until I die or until Jesus returns. So if any of this sparks your heart, like, I would love to talk to you. I would love to encourage you. We are missionaries. And so if you want to support us, prayerfully, financially, whatever, we would be very interested in that. And we just know that God is doing an amazing thing in the end times. And we know that this is the slot that he has. There's different expressions. There's different pieces all across the earth. But all of that to say, there's all of those parts. And Jesus Christ is going to be demonstrated to the earth in a very practical and a very powerful way in the end times. And we just love to be a part of it. That's it.
That's awesome. Thank you, Luke. Excellent. You, Simeon. So again, if you feel a spark in your heart, you feel something stirring in